All right. 1 o'clock.
That's our time.
Good night, everyone. Happy April.
Happy April Fools. Bye. Yo, what's up?
Whoa, are we live?
We're live.
Oh my gosh.
Back again. Yeah, we were. So, back again at the Silica Gel Slop Hour.
Pleased to be back. It's an honor every time.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Always fun. You gotta excuse me as I set up my... for the listeners, we need to set up a playlist and log everything so it comes up on the website properly. So that's what I'm doing right now. So it's a little late on that. So... We're ready to go. So how we been?
We been okay. Break was solid.
Yeah. Pretty solid, yeah.
Yeah, we linked up.
Linked up in
the city.
New York.
Washington Square Park.
Well, really, the spectator sport.
It was
sport.
A movie.
Spectator sport.
Honestly.
I love being inherently prejudiced against NYU students.
We were doing a sociological study on them.
We were doing a sociological study.
We were among them.
Like, I always remember.
They're interesting people.
I was prejudiced against NYU students, and I was there, and I was like, these guys aren't that bad, and then one of them tried to sell me a printed sweatshirt for $80, and yep. All of my prejudices were confirmed.
Rightfully so.
Anyways, into the show. A favorite of the show, because she's the best, one of the goats, goat talk, I would say. We got Sade.
Oh, of course.
This is probably your most well-known song. It might be your best song. I don't know. Who am I to say? But I love it, and it's amazing. I'm going to start with it. It needs no introduction. We got No Ordinary Love by Sade. Masterpiece. What can I say?
That was great.
Amazing. One of the perfect songs ever. So much stuff. Like, it's crazy. When you have the build-up to the chorus there, and they start doing, like, a metal, like, riff. It's like, what? Crazy.
For real.
Crazy. I really can't say anything about that. Alright, up next, we got a theme from a movie that I saw for the first time this past week, and I loved, and what I especially loved with the soundtrack. I'm talking about the 1975 Italian horror film Deep Red. Really weird, very goofy, very wacky, because it's a very, like, over-the-top violent, like, slasher movie, but, like, when they murder people, they play, like, this, like, upbeat, crazy prog rock jazz.
What?
So it's really goofy, but that's why it's amazing.
That sounds great.
It's so great. And I've had the soundtrack stuck in my head since I've watched it as a result.
Nice. Was that the double feature you watched or no?
Oh, no. I watched that earlier that day for my Italian film class.
Oh, nice.
I just really, really loved it. So as a result, I'm going to play the opening theme from Deep Red, or in its original Italian title, Profondo Rosso.
Nailed that.
Profondo Rosso. And this is the main title theme, titled Profondo Rosso by Goblin. And we're going to hear it because it's great.
Let's go.
Let's hear it. Thank you. guns outside little Bitchy Bitty Ready. Ready. Moose out outside little Bitchy Bitty Ready. Goofy and silly. Dude. Goofy and silly.
Dude, the organ and the synth on that went crazy, though.
Just goofy and silly enough. Perfect.
Perfect for us tough students.
Perfect for us intellectually playful.
Quirked up.
Tufts University students. Alright. Up next, we got one of my favorite pop acts of the last few years, who I've been listening to a lot this past week. And I'm, of course, talking about Rina.
Rina Sawayama.
She's great. She's amazing.
I need to get into her music.
She's an island gal out of Great Britain. I'm trying to remember who said that.
I feel like it was in like a TikTok or something.
Probably.
It's just like these like British school kids with yeah, like an audio. It's like, island gal.
Anyways. I'm gonna play Comme des Garçons, Like the Boys by Rina Sawayama. Cause I've been
like the heart shoes.
Shut up. Alright. Like the Boys.
Can I just record you doing that? Excuse my ego, congo incognito. Every time you see me, it's like winning big in Reno. Don't fuck with me, ho. Take you down like judo. Make it rain and take it miss from London to Meguro. Yeah, oh God, it's okay. You should never be ashamed to have it all. Yeah, yeah. Like a fever, make you a believer. Write my name up in the sky from Paris to Shibuya. Mew brought a new glove for the show, Ross Nicola. Elevate your vision when you put me on the cover.
She's
that
awesome.
That was so hard.
She goes insane.
I'm crazy.
She's got so much swag, honestly. One of the best in the game. Goat talk.
Goat status. Is she in the goat combo?
Yo, is she in the goat combo? Or should she break on the goat tier list? Right up next, another goat talk. I got Karush Yagmai. I've been listening to this dude. He was this Iranian rock artist from the 70s. and I found this compilation with like all of his music. It's like 2 hours long, 30 tracks. I've been listening to it on repeat the last week. One of the best albums I've heard in my entire life.
Damn.
Shout out Karush.
Shout out.
Shout out Iran.
For real.
And we're gonna I love this song so much. It's Tavalod Yekseva. I don't speak Farsi, so I don't know how to say this properly.
Sorry, you give your best shot.
I'll give my best shot. Shout out. Farsi is just seems like a cool language. I don't know. I'm butchering it. I butcher every language. Even English. Alright. Yeah. Swaggin' track. Swag. We're playing it.
Swag.
Swag.
Swag, swag.
Swag, swag.
پر از پیامای خوب باشی جوابم تو باشی اگه یه آبر باشم اسیر طوفان شرکاشی سرابم تو باشی پر از گناهم اگر رها شده بی خبر باشی اگه تمام تنم دو چشم خسته باشه کاشی نگاهم تو باشی تو در من تب خوندنی تب تند فریاد تو اصلا تمام منی یه سایه همسفر یه همسا تولد یک صدا یه فریاد تولد یک صدا یه فریاد
Damn, he's so cool.
A neat little track right there.
Nice. I think it's just cool. I don't know. Like, I rarely listen to music now, and I go like, yeah, that's a guy I crack open a few beers with.
Yeah.
Steely Dan types. Alright. We got up next, we got Sonic Youth. Mm. One of my favorite Sonic Youth tracks right here. Star Power. Andres, do you have any... Have you ever listened to Sonic Youth?
I have not. I think this might be my first time.
Really?
Maybe.
Everyone compares them to, like, Nirvana, but I think they're much better than Nirvana, and they were around far longer, and they got weird with it. They got quirky with it. Like, from their 1986 album, Evil, one of their three masterpieces, it's a straight-up freaky noise rock song with, like, no melody whatsoever.
Interesting.
Very spooky, and that's why I love it.
Looking forward to it.
I think this song is amazing. We got Star Power by Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
That's rock and roll right there.
That's real rock.
That's real rock. 91.5 WMFO real rock music. I forgot to do that originally, so I'm doing it now.
It's all right.
We all been there before.
It's okay because we play nonstop rock.
Nonstop rock.
This so isn't your granny's radio.
AJR queued up.
Get that OK orchestra going. Better than OK computer.
True.
Hashtag true.
All right, coming up, we got a special Silica Gel Slap Hour song because it's from the album that the show was named off of.
Real.
I'm talking about Silica by Bodyguard, which was the collab between James Ferraro and Yves Toomer. So
awesome. And we're gonna see Yves Toomer on Sunday.
They're gonna be
looking
crazy.
Forward to that.
I'm so excited. One of my favorite new up and comings. So this is Blood Type 5 Hour Energy off Bodyguard. Amazing title. Sounds like the title.
I agree. Sounds like a JPEG Mafia song.
It doesn't sound like it. All right, let's hear it. I love this song. It's stupid.
Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country? Yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way. Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote. Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
One last one.
What a quirky song.
That kind of went crazy.
You go crazy. Drums do not make sense. Drums are not on beat in any normal term.
Doesn't matter, though.
Making weird noises. That's why it goes high.
Exactly.
That's why it's good. All right. Well, up next, we got a nice song. Nice little song by a classic singer. Come under.
Who would that be?
Come under a bit of fire as of late.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say who. Okay. Because I'm going to leave that pass.
All right, we'll see.
All right, we'll just hear it.
I got it. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America. 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 Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Who wants to come back with us to America? America, 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 to America. We'll be right back.
What a tune.
What a tune indeed.
What a tune. Did they have their passports? Did they get their shots?
I hope so.
Did they come back with Rob to America?
To America.
America. Oh my god, what a hilarious internet. No, it's not. I mean, no. the concert is funny. But it isn't actually. Anyways.
What a nice singer. I hope he didn't do anything illegal with underage women. Well, underage girls.
I hope not. No, R. Kelly would never.
He would never do that,
did
right?
Did you see the TikTok of that girl whose dad was his cellmate and like they got R. Kelly on the phone? Oh,
I heard about that. Anyway.
Enough
about R. Kelly.
We don't want to hear about R. Kelly right
what
now.
What did we just hear?
Oh, we heard Otrema Azul by Los Borges. Brasil.
Campeão do mundo.
Campeão do mundo. Brasil.
Número uno.
I'm going to stop with that. Run that back.
It's a good bit.
Speak when you speak. Wait, no. Put your chin up. I don't remember the thing. Speak with your chin up like it's picture day.
What is that from?
Like that one. I don't know that one. Like, I don't remember. It's like that one soundbite where it's I don't know. But yeah. Up next, one of my favorite songs from probably my favorite lyricist ever. Silver Jews. Shout out Silver Jews. I love Silver Jews. One of my favorite Silver Jews tracks. Albemarle Station. I don't know how you pronounce it. That's in Virginia. I don't know how people in Virginia speak. I have no positive experiences with Virginia.
I don't know if I've been. Yeah, actually, I think I've been to Virginia. Maybe like once.
Yeah, like it's a mid place.
Yeah, mid-state. it seems pretty mid.
Mid-state. Every state's mid. I can't think of one, except for Jersey.
Exactly.
We're the only one.
Put some respect on Jersey, for real.
No one as sturdy as us. Alright. We got Albemarle Station, Silver Jews. A classic.
Call me from Albemarle Station if you can. I hope you find the concentration beneath those ceiling fans. We used to dance in the split level ranch, moonlight flooding. Now you're gone and the shades are all drawn in my air conditioned tune. Bad roads, bad snow, bad bridges could turn a once bad man religious. If thy kingdom ever come, you better run, run, run. There must be a Spanish word for this feeling, the rush I get when I am stealing from the dust. Congress to dollars and dimes saying dust we trust. Oh yeah, the world is not ready for you. Pass an abandoned driving with ivy growing over the screen. It's like I caught Hollywood sleeping, sleep without the dream. Magic shop in Colonial Watts, something gets pushed by the wind. The world's not ready. Bad snow, bad bridges could turn a once bad man. Relief. just if thy kingdom ever come. You better run, 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 run. Back of a hearse, after his debutante trial, all the citizens began to dress in his style. Oh yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful world.
Whoops, we got a little spoiler, but yeah, no.
Preview.
Love that song. Love that dude. One of my top 10 most scrabbled artists
ever. Oh, really?
Yeah. I rank how much I like artists and how many
how many scrabbles. Numbers don't lie.
It's like these rap and TikTok IG pages. Like, the need numbers don't lie. I have scrabbled this one.
That's why... Oh, wait, never mind. I was going to say, like... They make like those like arguments where like Drake has sold more records, so he's better. The Taylor, numbers don't lie.
Taylor has sold more records.
She outsold your fave.
Luna outsold your fave. Twice outsold your fave.
Stan twice, for real.
Stan twice, shout out twice. On the topic of Scrabbles, we got sadly, unfortunately, my second most Scrabble artist ever coming up. One of their early tracks, one of their early deep cuts of course talking about Blade.
Bladey.
It's Blade, but you can say Bladey
too. Small wooden horse.
Small wooden horse. Where I have a what got you in the drain wave? What got you into drinking
so
lifestyle?
If we want to hear like the full story, I guess it would be like first it was like vaporwave, then that led to Young Lean. And then that was in like middle, early high school. Then like sophomore year, I heard Hennessy and Sailor Moon featuring Blade. So that was the first time I heard of Blade. Then I kind of like wrote him off for a while. And then I saw like Fantano's review of a Red Light, and he just like pooped all over the album. But then I started listening to Obedient like more and more, and I was like, this is actually kind of good.
Yeah.
And so I added it to my playlist, and now it's like one of my favorite songs. Then I just started listening to some more Blade. And then more Drain Gang in general. It's like Echo and Thai Boy.
Yeah. I just had a friend who was super into Vaporwave, and then super into Young Lee, and then super into Blade.
It's the pipeline.
It's the pipeline. I got through it through them. That was like sophomore year of high school, I think. And listened to Blade for that long. It's pathetic. Don't be like me, kids. Get out what you can. Alright, well, we got a classic from one of... People don't talk about Glue too much these days because everyone's... And I do much prefer his new stuff than Glue era type stuff, and the Glue era fans are very annoying because they're anti-New Blade. They're anti-gay X2K Hyperpop Blade. And they like old Blade, and I can't blame them because I love old Blade too, but not as good. But this is one of the classics. This is Safe House off of Glue, or Gluey.
Gluey.
I'm dressed up in key rings, I'm smoking, I see things, ranking no feelings, this time zone is evil. Party in Berlin's, I run with the lightning, I'm in the sky, if he wanna die, I will strike him. I'm dressed up in key rings, I'm smoking, I see things, ranking no feelings, this time zone is evil.
What a classic.
That one kind of hard.
It goes kind of hard.
I haven't listened to like really early Blade that much.
I got it.
Honestly.
I'm thinking about Lego stop motion. You ever watch those Lego stop motion like shitty comedy?
Yeah, back in the day.
Like
yeah.
The Forest Fire 101 or whatever. Like the Batman so. Joker.
Yeah. It was like Batman shit.
Like Lego gun store type.
Back in like 2008 on YouTube.
I forget real.
Those are the days.
I forget real nostalgic for that. I think I'm gonna go back and watch some Young Lean and listen to some Young Lean and watch those old Batman videos.
Loki, I tried to find one that I watched back in the day, like
a couple years ago, a lot of them have been scrubbed off.
Yeah,
because people are embarrassed. I guess. What I in third grade I made those too. I made some Lego stuff. They're all on my computer, but no one's ever seeing them because they're dreadfully in third grade. I think I played some of them to like my class.
Oh my gosh.
I got in a lot of trouble because I was saying naughty words like butt and poo poo and kill.
No.
I had a guns in it and I said kill.
It's a big no-no
word. Yeah. No one's ever seeing those though ever.
Mm. Did you ever watch like those like Sonic animations on YouTube?
Yeah. Those are great. I love YouTube. Shout out. I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
But shout out for when it was a thing.
Old YouTube was something else.
It was great. Now it's been sullied, tainted. It's honestly horrible now. Anyways, closing out the show. Mm. It's been a lovely show tonight.
It has been.
Wonderful Friday morning. Happy April Fool's Day. Just kidding.
For all who celebrate.
When I say happy April Fool's Day, that means I have a horrible April Fool's Day for all who celebrate it. I better not be getting fooled. I better not be getting pranked. I better not be getting goofed.
Stand on your toes.
Stand on your toes and stand your ground, remember.
Mm.
Stand your ground applies if you get goofed on. Someone jumps up behind you and says, boo. You're not legally liable if you shoot them because you're so scared.
It's self-defense.
It's self-defense. It's perfectly reasonable.
The baby defense. The
baby defense. All right, well, closing out, one of my favorite bands. Played them before because they're great. They've blown up. Happy they've blown up. Duster, of course. Dropped a new album, literally.
Oops, oh, yeah.
2 hours ago.
I heard
ago.
About that.
So that's kind of why I'm playing this. Also, I just really want to play it. Classic. Earth Moon Transit by Duster. I'll see you all a week from now, next week. It's been great. Hope you enjoyed. Goodbye. Mm. And shout out Andres' show.
Bye. Yeah.
Yeah. Tonight.
11 p.m. Friday night. Andres is Late Night Delights. Tune in.
Tune in. Also, you're a fake fan.
For real.
Fake fossil, which was not right. All right. Well, Earth Moon Transit, Duster. So meet us at the Tish. The Drake concert.
Yeah, the Drake. I don't hear the Kiki Do You Love Me song.
Kiki. Oh, I gotta wear the shirt. I gotta wear the.
Oh,
the,
you have to. Yeah.
If we remember to add that. All right. Earth Moon Transit Windows Duster. Your class.